from a federal prison. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Daniel Larson.
This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. To accept this call, press 5. You may begin speaking now.
Hello?
Hey, so I got the songbook.
Is it good? I don't know what it's about. Is it, do you like it?
Yeah, no, it's great. But there is a issue I also found out, and I was able to fully verify.
What's
with
that?
Evidence.
What's that?
So, we already know, right, that Tina, right?
Yeah.
Is lying. She's been in contact with me, the Vanderwall Studio account I've been in contact with. So she's lying about almost everything.
Yeah.
Another thing that I found out is if you listen to a lot of Grace's songs,
they're about you.
They're 100% about me.
Yeah.
Like every single song. Without me, her career would be going down the drain.
Yeah.
And not only that, with Tina being completely not helpful right now, it's only making things worse. And I think I figured out why my public defender is saying that Grace is out of the picture and everything.
Why
and
is that?
It's serious.
Why is he saying that?
So, first of all, I was looking at the lyrics. More direct, okay?
Okay.
And it is, she's actually in a couple of her songs mentioning there was a picture of me, okay, that was videotaped, well, not really videotaped, but I guess taken a picture of. Well, I was in the shower, and it got leaked over the internet. Okay, it's one picture, and it was taken behind my back by a person in my disability counseling, and I was fully nude.
Yeah.
At that point, Grace was underaged back then.
Okay.
Now, because it got leaked to the internet, Grace, around that time, was and I were planning on going on tour. We were talking about going on tour. We weren't actually serious or even talking about a relationship. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But Grace saw the picture of me, right? And I guess her mother misinterpreted that video. Okay?
How did her mother interpret it?
She thought that I was into, I guess, children and was a pedophile. But the thing is, that was never the case. Okay? So then, right, so this was way back in, like, 2020. Okay? In 2022, Tina reached out to me and said, stop talking to Grace. Or stop talking to the people claiming to be Grace. It's not Grace. And that was the video, or that was the time, right, in 2022, where in my legal discovery, I said to Tina, which Tina is lying in my legal discovery, but I told Tina that day when Grace was at her family's or at her mother's or something, and Tina denies that Grace was in contact. Mm-hmm. Tina contacted Grace because she was sitting right next to her, right, on the couch or something, and Grace admitted to being in contact with me all along behind Tina's back.
Yeah.
See what I mean? This was in 2022.
Yeah.
And when this was going on, that's when Tina got involved. Was in 2022.
Yeah.
There was never supposed to be anything sexually related other than in 2022 when Tina started getting serious about looking at houses in Colorado. see what I mean?
Yeah.
So at that point, the relationship was, at some point around there, confirmed. You see what I mean? My biological father lied to me as well, saying that he was not in contact with Grace when he was. And Bob also told me...
This call is from a federal prison.
Bob told me he was not in contact with Griffin or Tina at the time. But yet Griffin and Tina both told me on Vanderwall Studios' account, Tina told me that she was in contact with Bob.
So what are all these people's motives for lying to you?
So that's what I'm trying to figure out, is never once, just because I had pictures of models and stuff on my phone, and Grace wanted me to talent scout for her, and I guess her modeling or whatever she wanted to do, I don't fucking know, but she wanted me to become a talent scout for Interscope Records at some point. And somewhere along in there is when I started looking, going through social media as a talent scout, looking for other artists.
Yeah.
Never once was it anything sexual. But because of the picture, right, back in 2020 that got leaked to social media, ever since then, I've been a victim of sexual assault. Yeah. On the streets. Other people are coming up to me just in general trying to say, you know, hey, you know, you're a pedophile. Never once was I.
Yeah, they're just they're trying to frame you.
They're trying to frame me now. And Tina, I think, because Tina did talk to the FBI, there is proof of that, and Griffin, yeah. I believe that the FBI is just lying to them without the full verification. And I was also, on top of that, somewhere in like the first or second interview I had with the FBI, I was framed to admit to somebody claiming to be Tina. I don't think it was, but it might have been, mm-hmm. where I actually admitted that I was. Because I was asked like 5 or 6 times in a row, I just kind of gave up and I started like saying, whatever. You know what I mean? Because I was asked so many times.
Yeah, you were coerced into it.
Coerced, exactly. So this entire thing is coercion. Mm-hmm. And because of my autism, you see what I mean? Because I don't know if I have autism, but I think I do somewhere. Or who knows, it might just be trauma from everything. I don't fucking know. But you see what I mean is because I was asked like 6 or 7 times, even when I asked the FBI to stop asking because it's not true, they continued to ask me and I ended up straight up just saying, yeah, no, it happened.
Yeah, they're trying to break you.
Right. And then my problem is if Tina actually somehow got a hold of that information, now Tina's like, okay, now, this entire situation with my daughter, I'm not going to allow.
Now she's trying to use it against
you. This call is from a federal prison.
Use it against you and use it to blackmail you?
In a way, yes. And what she needs to end up knowing is none of that is true. Everything was coerced by the FBI and Secret Service. They were asking me so many times, even after I asked them to stop. I had nobody with me because I was homeless to step in and just say, look, this needs to stop. This is turning into harassment. And that's why I was going on social media saying, look, Daniel McDougall, whatever his name is, was harassing me and was putting out misinformation. And I have every single right to be concerned about that and to be scared.
Yeah.
And nowadays it seems like in society, we cannot ask for help. Because when I asked for help, they accused me of what I was asking for help with. They turned it around on me.
Yeah.
And now I can see Tina's point. they could go bankrupt, if you really think about it. They could go straight up bankrupt in lawsuits at this point because there's so much that has happened.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. It sounds like you need to sue the FBI.
And that's going to be very, very difficult to do. Very, very difficult. And not only that, another thing I found out, Griffin told me he wants to have me out by Christmas. But my public defender is saying, don't talk to Griffin, don't talk to you, whatever. Tina, we already know, is saying that. But here's the thing. In January, my public defender is saying if I'm not transferred, he's going to drop the case.
Yeah, that much is true. I know that.
That much is true. The thing is, if they're going to drop the case, then they can't even transfer me. That means they don't have a case to begin with, which means they can't transfer me as long as I'm still in custody. The only thing they could do is outpatient. Which means I should be able to walk out this door today. And of course, I'm not going to do that because I'm in custody. That would be like running away from or escape. So I'm not going to do that. But I'm just saying that if that is really true, that they're planning on dropping the case in January, if I'm not transferred, I am not going to be transferred and the case is going to be dropped. See what I mean?
Yeah, hopefully you don't get transferred.
Well, the thing is, the way I'm looking at it is they cannot legally transfer me. Because you have to know, see what I mean, what drop the case means. Drop the case means I'm not going to trial. I'm innocent. They can only keep me in custody and transfer me to another facility where I'm going to be in custody if they can find me guilty. And they can't because they're saying that they are dropping the case in January if I'm not transferred.
Yeah.
That makes no sense from their point of view.
Oh, it's something weird going on. They're definitely...
There's something very, very weird. And then my public defender is saying, as well as Tina, don't talk to your fans, don't talk to your friends, don't talk to Tina, don't talk to this. There is no proof anywhere where it says right now that I'm not allowed to. Yeah, I have rights where I can contact friends and family. They're trying to go against my legal rights.
They're trying to violate your rights. They even said don't talk to Bob, right? And you've known Bob for how many years?
Right. Bob's still not answering. And I'm to a point after I've asked him repeatedly to help, and he's refused as well. I don't want anything to do with him anymore.
Yeah.
The only issue is, I kind of feel, after reading Grace's songs and everything, and just listening to everything, because I've listened to her songs forever, but I'm just saying, after really listening to Grace's songs more, I really feel kind of the same way that Grace feels on a lot of things. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm concerned about the picture being leaked. That's not my fault.
It's kind of like a Romeo and Juliet situation. You want to be with Grace. Grace
very,
wants to
very
be with
much,
you.
Well, she wants to be with me, but at the same time,
Tina's
because of that picture. Right, but because of the picture that got leaked on the internet or whatever.
Yeah.
She also can't get that out of her mind. She can't. You know what I mean? Because she was underage at that time.
Yeah.
So just watching me being homeless and watching me struggle in life is really, in my opinion, what's bringing her into everything and wanting to be with me.
Yeah, because she's going through the same stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's like Romeo and Juliet. She's tired of seeing me suffer, and that's turning into love. Yeah. Kind of like a victim and victim turning into victims loving each other.
Definitely.
That's not good.
Well, I would say as long as Grace wants to be with you, it's good.
I agree.
Yeah.
But at this point, I feel like I shouldn't be in custody anymore. If they're going to drop the case in January, if I'm not transferred, they should drop it now. But anyways, I got to go because the phone's about to cut out. Okay. I'll try to call you back either tomorrow morning or later tonight.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Bye. Yeah.